I see what you mean, Mojo. This Hotel El Pompadour is certainly built to impress.
Oh, look at this suit of armor. You think anyone's inside here?
I'll ask. Hello? Anyone in there?
Maybe he stepped out for a smoke.
Yeah. You know, I guess this is an authentic suit. It must date back to the Middle Ages.
Man, look at all this ancient weaponry.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see Don Quixote galloping up the hallway.
But without Sancho Panza, he'd be out in the stable.
What I want to know is, where are they holding the Spanish Inquisition?
I don't think you want to find out.
Yeah. Wow, look at all these antiques. Wrought iron chandeliers, tapestries, Persian rugs.
This place is loaded.
Dutch paintings. Flemish paintings?
Man, this is real 17th century stuff.
These wooden doors, they must weigh about half a ton each.
They say these doors came from some old castle in Spain.
Yeah. You know, I feel sorry for the people still living back in that castle. Must be getting pretty breezy.
Oh, yeah. This is it. 16.
Ah.
Hi, Mojo.
Amy, this is my friend, Jack Flanders.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Come on in. Come out on the terrace.
She's quite attractive.
I figured you might notice that.
So, Amy, when did you first start seeing this light?
Oh, boy, I must have been 4 or 5 years old. Mm-hmm.
How often did you see it?
I don't know. A few times. It wasn't until I was in my teens that it became more obvious.
Obvious?
Yes. At first it was faint. Hardly there, like a smudge or something. Mm-hmm. But over time it became sharper and brighter.
Were you frightened by it?
It was never a problem. Not until my first boyfriend.
What happened?
It scared him. He thought I was weird. The word got around. Mm-hmm. And when it happened again in my junior year, I got a reputation as being a screwed-up chick.
Well, Mojo said that when your father died, things took a turn for the worse.
I don't know if my father knew about the light. He may have been protecting me. I didn't realize that until after he was gone.
How old were you when he died?
I was in my 20s.
Mojo said that you went to see a psychic.
Oh, God. I've seen psychics, shamans, shrinks, you name it.
What did the psychiatrist say?
Oh, you know, it's all in my head. I mean, hardly anyone but me has ever seen it.
But others have felt its presence.
Yeah, and try telling that to a shrink.
Well, when someone did feel it, what did they experience?
Well, if it were a boyfriend, they'd begin to feel that weird things were happening around me. And then they'd think I'm the one that's weird.
But Mojo saw it.
I was amazed. But, well, he's special.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
I could tell you some stories about Mojo.
No, you don't need to do that.
Mojo told me stories about you. The things you did in Morocco and Bali. And that's why I'm hoping you can help me.
Well, there's something we might try.
Oh, I'll try anything.
I think we should get involved.
What do you mean?
Well, what will happen if you and I appear to be involved?
You mean pretend that we're having a relationship?
That's right.
What do you think, Mojo?
It's got possibilities.
But even if the light does appear, will Jack be able to see it?
We'll find out.
And then what will you do?
I don't know what yet. Amy, did this light apparition ever attack anyone?
You mean a boyfriend? No. Well, there was someone, Manny. He could actually see it.
And?
He was the one who took me to see a shaman. I don't know what the shaman said to him afterward, but I think it was something like, "That woman is cursed."
And he left you?
I left him.
Why?
Because I couldn't take it anymore. The light was becoming more insistent.
You mean you felt your relationship with Manny didn't have a chance?
No. No, it wasn't that. Oh, I am tired of this. There are times I just want to leave.
You mean end it all?
Yeah. Except When I die, I know it will be there, waiting for me. Mm-hmm.
Let me say something about Manuel Antonio. Southeast of Capos, there's a road that runs along a ridge overlooking the ocean. It's still thickly forested, with hotels and restaurants scattered along the way, some with great views of the ocean below.
Oh, Mojo, is there a place we can just sit down and have a cup of that good old-fashioned Costa Rican coffee?
Oh, yeah. Just up ahead. That's my favorite spot here, Café Milagro.
Good cappuccino?
Great cappuccinos.
Killer coffee?
Hair-raising.
Lead the way, Mojo.
Aquí está su café con leche.
Oh, thank you. Mm. You're right. This is killer coffee.
Speaking of killers, you know, this time of year, the crabs sometimes come crawling up from the beach.
Where?
They come crawling right up here into the cafe.
Oh, come on, Mojo. The beach is way the heck down there. Look.
Those crabs can climb stone walls.
Really, Mojo?
I'm serious about this.
Okay, so what do the crabs come up here for? Well, a little mocha latte?
No, no one knows why.
Anyone ever ask them?
Well, you can. Next time you feel one crawling up your back.
Mojo, why are we talking about this?
Well, I thought I should mention it, because there's one on the stone wall right behind you.
You're kidding. Oh, my God, you're not. Ooh, it's a big one, too.
Oh, yeah.
They don't climb up table legs, I hope.
No, just pant legs.
Crabs don't make very good pets, do they?
Not if you walk around barefoot.
I wonder what they're looking for.
Probably big toes.
Are these killer crabs a problem around here?
Only when they come crawling in sideways under your door, or up the wall, or through your window at night.
Well, at least you don't have to go far to find fresh crabs.
No, you just sit still long enough, and the crabs will come to you. Real fresh.
Later that evening, while Mojo is playing piano in Senor Frog's, Jack goes for a stroll along the beach.
Oh, I swear this country has me running on half speed. One day lasts as long as two back in the U.S. The pace here doesn't seem to be that much slower, though. I wonder what it is about this place. Well, for one thing, there's no one chasing me down the beach trying to sell me a T-shirt like in Mexico, or like what happened in Bali when all those damn businessmen came over from Java. In Ubud, they constructed shops out of poured concrete where the rice fields used to be. Oh well, Bali is still beautiful, but it's just changing so rapidly, and I guess I'm just not very fond of change. I want Costa Rica to stay just as it is. I remember back in Tangier, one night when I was having dinner with Paul and Jane Bowles, the American expatriate writers, in case you didn't know. Jane said to me, "Jack, you don't belong in the present. You should have been living in the 1920s and 1930s. I guess I missed my time. Born too late. Well, I wonder how Miss Amy is doing in her snug little citadel above the sea. I bet that's it, right up there. The Hotel El Pompadour, all lit up. Let's see, Amy is on the top floor, and her suite is overlooking the beach right down here, so her balcony must be... Wait a minute. Is that her standing out there? What is she doing? She's waving her arms around. She's doing something strange. If I'm not mistaken, Mojo has a pair of binoculars. Okay. Let me see. Up the side of the citadel, over one, two, three balconies. There she is. What is she doing? She's shouting at someone?
You're not going to make me do it. I'm not going to die for you, so just go away.
She's backing up to the railing. She's screaming at something.
I said go away! Leave me alone! Do you hear me?
Amy, you're pressed against the railing. Now watch yourself. Mojo.
What's wrong?
Can I use your cell phone?
Sure. What's going on?
Do you know the number of the El Pompadour?
Yeah. 777-1717.
What's Amy's room number?
16.
Yes. Give me suite 16. Suite 16. It's funny.
Are you going to tell me what's happening?
Amy is going nuts.
How do you know that?
These. Your binoculars. She was... Is this Amy? It's me, Jack. Yes, I know. How do I know? I'll tell you later, okay? Listen, do you want to get out of that place? Well, hang on. Mojo, can we put her up at your place?
No problem. You can sleep on the floor.
Thanks. Amy, you can stay with us. No. It's no problem, really. Yeah, I'll pick you up in a few minutes. You have a car. Great. Okay, meet us at Senor Frog's. Fine.
So?
She's coming here.